Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Here we go. Here's our big one this week. Yuzi, what are the other hours we're giving this away? Because I know we're starting at 9.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I don't have it listed here. It's probably our same noon,
3 and 5.
Yeah.
Well, listen. You just have to stay
on Alice
all day.
9, 11, and 5.
Thanks, Michelle. We have chances for you to win a family four-pack. Oh, boy. Is this the California's Great America?
Yeah, it's old-timey from 1960.
Oh, wow. This is the theme. Oh.
A polar bear.
California's Great America.
Neato.
That's an old-timey theme park song. That's great. Anyway, if you're calling 97 right now, you win a family four-pack of passes to California's Great America, and you're in the running for the grand prize of 4 gold season passes. Go there anytime you want. Anytime. So call now. 800-400-3697. We'll take caller number 97. We're doing this at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5 every day this week. Keep it here on Alice. All the live long day. Turn it up. Do you remember this theme song from when you were a kid?
I do not.
That is amazing. California's Great America.
Huma.
Yes, sir.
What did you give Dumbo?
Oh, I liked it. I think I gave it 3 3/4.
I thought you said 4.
4? Yeah.
4?
Yeah, I liked it.
My kid and the missus on Saturday night. Well, actually, it was Saturday. I called her from... I think I'd just gotten done surfing, and I said, hey, you know, if you want to take our kid to the movies, I'll stay home with the baby, and you guys can go see a movie. And they went and saw Dumbo, and they both came back like, that was maybe a little too intense.
Oh.
Was it intense?
Well, like you said, Disney does, they have to put some tragedy
in there. Is there anything they pointed to specifically?
I think you guys even said they softened the scene with the mom and the...
A lot, yeah.
So I think it was actually the circus event. Like, it was just intense. Or maybe it was just the emotional. I don't know. They both came back like, that was really intense.
There's a moment where, you know, they separate the mom and the baby.
Maybe that's it.
Is it just PG or is it PG-13?
I thought it was just PG. I mean...
You can't make that PG-13, can you?
No idea.
I watched it, well, if the elephant's drunk and in a tree.
Or there's any swearing.
But, yeah, I don't know. I can't remember any... There wasn't any moment where I was like, oh, that's too much for a kid.
They liked it, but they were...
So she didn't run out of the theater.
No. They stayed for it.
Oh, good.
I reviewed it with Bryn. He's got children. He's an incredible father. Like, he knows. So he didn't seem to have any problems for children seeing it.
Yeah. No, they're okay. I just wanted to see. I've forgotten what you had said. And they went and saw it, and they both came back kind of like, whoa, that was heavy.
Did your mom wasn't there, was she?
No, she's gone home now.
Yeah, she left with Jan.
Jan.
Can you believe that dingbat?
It's great. It's hilarious.
I do.
And what somebody wrote, there was a comment on the Instagram post I made that said, you know, hey, is that the guy that lived under your table? And someone else wrote, no, that's the one with the tattoo of his own face on his shoulder.
That's how, like, we tell them apart.
Yeah.
One of them lived under Vinny's table, we're not kidding, for a year.
And the other
had
one
had a little fort under there.
Tattooed his own face on his shoulder. And actually, the way he showed it to me the first time was, you want to see something stupid? And then pulled his sleeve up and showed me his face over his own face.
And his face is in the sun. It's like, ah! And then there he is looking, you know, with his face right over his picture of his face.
Hilarious.
Adorable.
Hilarious or... anyway.
Hilariously ridiculous.
Right. There's a fire in Oakland. So if you're wondering what that giant plume of smoke is, it's a fire in Oakland. The fire broke out in Oakland this morning. They say it's viewable from the roadways and the BART station and from our window right here.
Yeah. I was talking to Greg out there, Greg and Hooman, and I was like, oh my, is that a tornado? Because it looked like, you know, it's sort of that plume, and then they're like, oh my God, it's a huge fire.
It's a warehouse fire.
I hope nobody was in there. There's a homeless encampment around there.
Oh.
So I hope it doesn't bring back, remember the other warehouse fire?
The ghost fire?
Yes.
Ghost ship, right.
Yes.
We'll let you know if we get any news on it. Yes. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent us this morning. This weekend, I watched as some dude walked up and attempted to get into a car that was pulled over and actively being ticketed by police. Huh. He thought that car was his Uber and tried to get in until the driver said, dude, I'm not your Uber.
That happens to me.
We are just blindly getting into cars.
That happens to me all the time. All like, you know, when you parallel park, it's you got to go in backwards. I mean, going in forward is so difficult. So, right. You know, you pause, you stop, you look around, and then you go in. The second I stop to go in, I mean, people just accost my car, and they're like all trying to open the doors. The doors are locked.
You're kidding.
And I have to roll down the window, and I have to start, I'm not the Uber. I'm not the Uber.
Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
It's happened to me in this city at least a dozen times.
Oh.
It happens all the time.
Wow.
I have a black Acura, so it looks like.
Oh.
Thank
Shame.
You. ILX.
It is a good-looking ride.
It is.
Yeah.
Shame on me. Sarah, you nailed it with alcohol abuse in sporting events. Even people who don't actually sit in the stands will tailgate in the parking lot drinking their own choice of booze they bring with them.
Looking
for
a party.
The two assaults, Brian Stowe and yesterday's, didn't happen in the park, but in the parking lot. There needs to be a ban on alcohol, period. Like Vinny said, it's a game. Yeah, the drinking, though, goes especially more so with football, in my opinion, than baseball. I've always found baseball fans to be fairly mild by comparison.
Right. Jacked up.
The football, and especially because there's so few games home games by comparison.
For football?
Football fans get ripped before the game even begins.
It's a whole day of partying.
Right.
I think for a lot of people, it's an excuse to party, too.
Sure.
It seems like some, you know, I'm sure at all sporting events, there's that, you know, little cross section of people that is like, I am here to drink. I am going to get hammered. I hope the day doesn't end with me beating someone up in the parking lot. Oh, it's just unreal. I can't believe it. Honestly, it's like deja vu.
This is 408 says, this is why I took a taxi from the airport late last night instead of calling an Uber. I want someone who's been properly vetted after 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Also, there's a taxi line. You know, you just hop in.
Right.
I'll take a taxi from the airport. I don't care.
Before I get in an Uber, I make sure the driver says my name, in addition to checking the license plate, too.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they're saying in the story. That's why I felt like it was important to report. This lady just got in the car.
We're just that casual
and it was
with
one,
it
now. Well, and it was 1:30 in the morning. I don't know that she was drinking or not, but you can see how that might be the case.
Yeah.
She's in a downtown area, decides to, you know, bounce out, whatever she's got going on the next morning. Oh, look at that.
Say my name. Oh, good job.
Wow.
God, playing the role of Bryn today is Hooman.
Well, you better take tomorrow off.
Did I just get a B minus? Am I told B minus?
And Wednesday.
You know what? We'll see you on Thursday.
All right.
As your reward for doing so well today.
Wow. Wow.
If I didn't know better, I would have been kind of sad as I watched a post Hooman had made where there he is on stage for the Fessin June? No.
Persian New Year.
And I'm like, he can get on. And then I went, all right, you probably barely made that event.
Barely.
Right?
Oh, my
sure.
God. And it was my mom's birthday, too. She turned 75, so I was stuck on that
Did you
one.
Double up on that Gerbicel?
The gabapentin? Yes, I did double up on
that. Gerbicel. You were
close. Gabapentin. Gabapentin.
Right. My brother-in-law used to do bath salts. Made him crazy.
Yeah.
Sent him back to jail for beating his wife.
Jesus. Mm. Bath salts. Where do you even get those?
I had a friend who did bath salts. He also did meth, too, so...
Yeah. That's a person who's given up. I'll take anything. Is this the one where the guy ate the homeless guy's face? I'll be like, give me some of that.
Absolutely what I think of.
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, of course
every
you
time.
Do. Because what's more horrifying?
There isn't a whole lot. I mean, offhand, I can't think of one thing. Oh, this guy ate the other guy's face off. That's the worst.
Jeez.
Then April showers bring May flowers for your bride in June.
Mm. July.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Nice. April showers bring May flowers. But what do May flowers bring? Bees!
Radio.com streams perfectly. It's incredible. Great job.
Well, boy, if we get one more of those, I don't know what we'll do. Radio.com, everyone.
Love to hear the positive feedback like that.
Yeah. We've got an app.
Straight up to the corpo, guys. Mm-hmm. They love it.
Yeah.
Another great job out of us.
Radio.com.
My friend is 6 feet, and I know she would love the height verification on dating apps. Men lie about their height all the time.
Yeah, a chick who's 6 feet tall, you know, if she's looking for someone taller, she needs some accuracy in her app. Accuracy.
She might want to look for someone not taller. That might be one way to get some dates.
That might be the way to do it.
I did go on a date one time with a girl taller than me. It's so awkward.
Oh, you didn't like it? I've done it. I didn't mind at all.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Well, she has to bend down and give you a kiss at the end of the night. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's a little weird.
What did you just say?
Huh? I'm married to someone who's an inch shorter than me. I'm fine with a shorter guy.
I was looking for stairs.
So you can stand on the first one and be up at her level. Yeah.
No stairs around.
That's too bad. Stand her in the street. Just stand on the curb.
Oh. All right. Stand in the middle of the street.
There you go. Stand on the hood of a car somewhere.
That could work.
And you have to duck down to get her. And she'll feel tiny.
Hey, Human, says 415. I've got family visiting this summer and wondered about the Palace Hotel Champagne Brunch.
Oh, it's fun, yes.
Oh,
the Champagne Brunch. Oh, yes, you must. Well, it's a dope mess.
The thing is, the room that the Palace Hotel has the Champagne Brunch in is so iconic. Did you ever see the movie The Game with Sean Penn and Michael Douglas?
Yeah, I think I did see that, but I don't remember anything about it.
So at the very end, Michael Douglas goes crashing through a hotel. It's the palace. It's that room.
Oh.
It's incredible.
They let him destroy the room?
They didn't, but they set it up so it looked like he did. It's just such a beautiful, like, perfect place. I 100% recommend it.
All right. That's a glowing review from Human.
Of the palace.
For the person.
I'm going to be honest. I'm a person who will take ambiance over food. Okay, so...
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're going to bring your own food in a sack anyway, so.
Right, exactly.
Wish me luck. First day back to work from maternity leave at a new job, and you guys are calming my nerves, says 510.
You'll be fine. Everyone will be fine. It's hard. Hard going back to work when you have a baby.
There's no way Ciara is 19, Vinny. First of all, it was some listener texted in and asked.
Ciara.
Only... Her mom sent the text. I mean, I think her mom knows her age.
It was just
age.
A birthday request. Yeah. We weren't talking about Ciara.
The singer.
So, isn't she married to Russell Wilson?
Yeah. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not. It's a different person.
Right. She's 33. I don't know if you can see that, but that's where the champagne brunch is.
Oh, my God.
The ambiance is just
It's second
unmatched.
To none.
Oh, please.
You like it?
No.
Wow.
I actually... What is the stuff
the plural of?
Hollandaise sauce.
Oh, you like hollandaise sauce?
No.
Oh, it's just butter, really. Delicious.
Oh, God.
Doesn't want that.
I don't want it.
Do you like béarnaise sauce?
Béarnaise sauce, no.
It's basically the same thing.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
One spice different.
Yeah, no.
She was trying to trick you with that question.
I was.
That was like the fourth question of the IQ test.
No, I don't want either of those things. Like, can you just give me some eggs and I'll pour some Tabasco on them? I mean, what are you doing?
It's just butter.
I don't want it. But they do that at brunches all the time, right?
Yes, sure. Well, right. If you get Benedict, they have hollandaise on the top of it.
No, thanks. Oh, my God. Elon Musk song. LOLOL. Yeah, that
we don't think it's him singing. You're led to believe it's going to be him singing when you read the story, but I think it's just a, you know, it's a song that Elon Musk put out sort of as an April Fool's thing about Harambe the gorilla 2 years later.
The waterfall at the Mist Trail can be roaring and falling ferociously. Oh. And the last few steps to the top, everything is wet and slippery on a skinny trail full of people. I had to do the walk of shame down the hill because I was scared. It scared the bleep out of me.
Oh.
This was a June hike. I can only imagine how much water is falling now with all the rain and snow.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Somebody fell to their death on that trail, but not because they slipped, because they wanted a selfie of them hanging by their fingers off the cliff.
Right. Yeah.
So wicked smart.
The moral of that story was, don't help these people who want to do stunts by taking their phone and getting the picture for them. Tell them you will not participate. And I'm sure the people who were there, who watched that kid fall, would say this. Yeah, I didn't want to be part of that. I was just trying to have a day at Yosemite. And now right. I got that vision and more in my head.
Mm.
I still remember and still love the time you went off air as an April Fool's joke, says 408.
Was that when No Name was still here?
Yeah, that wasn't me. That wasn't you.
Within the last 10 years, we did do something where...
No. That was an April Fool's, though.
Oh,
we actually got
in trouble?
Yeah, we were actually... Oh,
yeah. There's a couple of times.
What'd you guys do?
Yeah, I think we got suspended.
I don't remember exactly what it was.
Oh, you guys got suspended?
You did it. It was your fault.
Yeah, it was you.
It was before 1999.
No, it wasn't. It was when Vinny's been back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. What do
so
we do?
I can't remember. 707 says, so I was granted an annulment a few months after marriage because I found out he was already married.
Oh.
Yeah.
The state where his legal marriage was active took action against him and arrested him for bigamy. It was very embarrassing, and I was quite young.
How big was the wedding? Give us more details. How much you spend?
Why do you want to know all that?
Well, he loves weddings.
It's humiliating. That's easy. Come on, Human. SMH. And then they have the answers to your IQ test. Or they think they do, anyway.
Well, I put them on my Instagram.
On the Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, thank you. Good.
Facebook page.
Yeah, it's just I thought it was really interesting. I don't know how you can judge someone's IQ by whether or not they can sit and think about these sort of. They're mathy, but they're logic-y too. You have to, because there's a snap judgment on each one of them. Like the first question is, you pay $1.10 for a ball and a bat. The bat costs $1 more than the ball did. How much was the ball? And your first thought is it was $1,
mm-hmm.
but that's not right because then it's only 90 cents more than the ball was.
Oh!
So you have to take a second. The ball's 5 cents, by the way.
I think that gets us current. Let's see. Nipsey was engaged to actress Lauren London. They have 2 kids together. That's about Nipsey Russell.
There was a couple cute photos of them. Nipsey Hussle was gunned down in South LA, right?
Yeah,
by his clothing store.
One more. Longtime Black listener, Nipsey was a great guy, did a lot for poor Black kids in his home community, created orgs to help them learn to code, set up businesses. Please be respectful. I know you guys don't know a lot about Black culture, but a lot of people are mourning his death today.
Well, I thought we tried to be,
we were
respectful, yeah.
By the way, I did say there's a name, somebody who claimed that they were the murderer, we had heard, I'm not sure if there's someone mm-hmm. who's been arrested or not. I definitely heard there was, but I just saw on Fox News this morning, on Fox 2, our local Fox affiliate, that no one's been arrested yet.
Mm-hmm.
So
someone went on Instagram or whatever and said that they're responsible.
Yes.
Perhaps they got someone to release them.
Right.
One last one, 415 says, morning, Vinny. Just wanted to ask if your missus gets mad at you when you guys talk about personal stuff on The Secret Show. No, not at all. She loves it.
That never happens.
There's never fallout from that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
It's good news.
She's like, more.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Right. Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.